Welcome to The Business Coach with business consultant Russell J. White, offering proven methods and innovative ideas to help your business grow and succeed.
So, Business Coach, some things are just as true in this year as they were last year. Sneaky doesn't work.
These are very challenging times to run a business. The economy is struggling for the fourth year in a row. Pricing has become shocking in some cases, and business owners are looking for ways to stay competitive. But being sneaky is not one of them. Let me explain.
Okay, first off.
Product shrinkage. Consumers feel cheated, duped, and angered when they feel as if a company is just trying to sneak something by them. For example, when your one-pound package is now 13 ounces for the same price, when you're replacing quality elements in your products with low-cost and less effective components, and when you're trying to convince people your product is just as good as the original, yet it's nothing like the original. A prime example of this is a cake mix that has 20% less mix, yet the recipe still calls for the same amount of additive ingredients you add at home. It literally makes a different quality cake. So you need to ask yourself, how are you selling your customers a different cake?
Secondly,
staff shrinkage. A common practice to reduce labor costs is not replacing an employee who leaves. It's subtle and quiet, and managers think they're saving money. In fact, the employees are very aware of what's going on because their workload is increasing or the tasks that they relied on from this other employee simply aren't being done. You're not saving money by doing this type of staff reduction. You're creating an unhappy work environment.
Lastly,
the cost of distrust. If you think you're quietly sneaking something by your customers or your employers, trust me, they have noticed and now are distrusting you and your organization. Sneaky only causes damages, not benefit of any kind.
For replays of The Business Coach, go online to WRHI.com. To reach Russell White, go to RussellWhite.com.